With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Scream loudly!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks!
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, I'm Paige, and this is what we're working on this morning. Can you believe everything you see on the internet? And here's a question for the room. Can you turn potato chips into mashed potatoes? A viral TikTok says yes. So there's a video right now where a man, he makes a batch of mashed potatoes out of Lay's potato chips. This is how he does it. He dumps several bags of Lay's into boiling water, stirs them, and once they're strained and cooked, he tries a bite and says they're delicious.
Well, you know, there can't be much different than... You ever had scalloped potatoes out of the bag, like they're already scalloped? They're the, you know, the freeze-dried or whatever that is?
Oh, yeah.
They're good.
Yeah, but some, I mean, I'm sure there's a way to make potato chips into mush and mash them up. It makes sense that there certainly is, but should you? No.
Mm. No.
You've already cooked them down to nothing, so don't keep going.
Plus with the oil and the salt, I don't know if that's going to taste good mixed with water.
My mom made a casserole that she broke potato chips and sprinkled across the top and put them in. I think it's green bean casserole. She put that and slivers of almonds on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of casserole.
Nasty stuff, man.
Well, there is a chef that does comment on this. The chef of a Michelin star restaurant in England even weighed in on the controversy saying, quote, "It looks like sludge and it's obviously not good mashing all that frying oil into your food." 10 out of 10 for a lockdown innovation, though.
You probably don't use salt either. Big dummy.
You gotta use salt.
I'll try it though.
You gotta use salt to get the flavor unleashed.
That's right.
Any Michelin star chef know that.
Yeah. Michelin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you gotta use salt on everything.
Well, you don't have to use as much, but you still gotta use a little bit.
Candy bars, steaks, Reese's Cups.
We had seafood chowder last night. Oh my God.
You like that? You like chowder?
It was oyster stew.
Chowder.
And corn and lobster and shrimp.
Did you get bad farts?
I have bad farts.
But from farts food, too. But from that food.
It's hard to tell.
It's impossible to know.
It's hard to tell. Like, I did that medical thing the other day. We had to fill out whatever. Mm-hmm. So if you had diarrhea, it's like all my life.
Well, we were talking earlier about Chinese hackers, and there's a sex toy that uses an app that was fixed by a Chinese developer. So I don't think it's related to this, but there was a story on Vice where they interviewed a guy named Sam Summers last week, and he revealed that hackers got into his electronic chastity belt and held his junk ransom. So he says, "Initially, I thought it was my partner. I got a bit excited about it. But when he called and gave her the safe word, he realized it wasn't her. It
it's
was
like
hackers.
New age cuckold.
Well, like the cages they like to use.
Yeah.
Definitely caging.
Yeah. Seems kind of weird. Like, how's that fun?
So they messaged him and demanded $1,000 in Bitcoin to unlock the chastity belt.
$1,000 in Bitcoin.
This thing looks
like...
Here
you go. Here's a sliver.
This thing looks like the lockbox you put on the door to a house that's for sale with the key in it.
Is anybody wearing this?
Real estate agents can get it. No.
I bet you I can slide out of one.
But it looks just like the lockbox on somebody's front door if their house is for sale.
Lockbox. I could have come up with a better name for that.
Yes, you could have.
Here's the lockbox.
I'd done it with a Q, though, so it would be respectful.
Change all pronunciation.
Yeah.
So Sam was in a pickle. What is he going to do? He was stuck.
His pickle was in a cage.
Yes, it was. So he and his partner decided to take some bolt cutters and went to town on it, and he was able to get it off, but not without a little pain. And he said, quote, I don't have a scar or anything, but I was bleeding and blanking hurt.
You ever not be able to find a can opener and have to use your knife?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's way too much like that.
Instead of the jaws of life, it was the jawbone of life.
I love that. Was. Does he wear that because he doesn't trust himself?
I think it's just a little sexual thing between him and his partner. You know?
Okay, when you say partner, we're saying another man?
It doesn't reveal what.
Because commercials now, you'll see some guys say, I didn't think it would work, but after me and my partner tried it out, it worked great. And then you will see like a woman step in.
Yeah.
And I'm not expecting that. But it's what people say now when they don't want to say that they live with their girlfriend or they live with their boyfriend.
I still think your doctors or lawyers with an office together when you say my partner.
My partner, yes.
Those are the movies I grew up
watching. It was a female partner.
But she would have to have the key, right?
I would. Yeah, if I were him, I would say, hey, I need you to retract some of that. I need you to say it was my girl.
But, you know, it's mine. That's mine.
My partner.
No.
Part of me.
That part belongs to me.
Oh. Oh, I see.
Yeah. Now, if we had him here, the boss would have a master key because he just does.
He does.
Yep. So imagine at the point where you're trying to release it.
Don't give him any ideas.
And you and your said partner are thinking, what are we going to do? How are we going to? He's lucky he had bolt cutters. Or do you go to? You have to go to the store to get all this stuff.
Mm.
I mean, do you want to call 911 and have that released with some firemen? I guess you'd have to.
They'd have to give me a minute before they got there.
I know. I need to pick up the house first.
Can't
stay like that forever.
No.
If you can't get it out, somebody's got to help you.
Look, we'll get the garland down eventually. Don't judge us.
Mm-hmm.
That's for everything, the cages. It's not just for that.
Oh, the whole...
Yeah.
Oh.
The whole everything.
God, man.
Yeah, it kind of looks like those light bulb cages.
They're like rusty gauded.
Yeah, you could. You can slide that one, I heard.
Rusty gauded.
All right, here's some things, thanks to COVID-19, that are new on the horizon. Sad news, though, coming out. Toys R Us, they reopened two stores, but both are permanently closing because of the pandemic. I guess sales aren't as what they thought they would be.
No, that's because, they went out of business, and all of them closed, and then some people tried to invest and bring it back, and now those are closed again, too.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's sad, because... Kids aren't going to know the joy of Toys R Us in the future.
I can't link you to it, but you can maybe find it. I saw it on YouTube, and I watched it Thursday or Friday. It's a mom with a camcorder going around Toys R Us in the 90s with her two sons, asking them what they want for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And it's like 15 minutes, and she's going down every aisle with them, and you get to see pristine Toys R Us, all those toys now that are worth a mint. And
especially if they're in the packaging. The
way everybody's dressed and everything. I was like, God, that is so cool.
You see a Teddy Rubskin?
I saw where I get to take the video game I want with the little piece of paper up to the window.
Back there was their system there.
God. You remember those Saturday mornings? You'd go meet Spider-Man, and they'd have Barbie out there for the girls. And
yeah.
It was a treat.
That's the thing. Like AEW has their action figures out, and they're all Cody Rhodes, every one of them. But the thing is, if you want to buy them, you got to get real lucky to walk into a Walmart store and find them on a shelf. They're meant to be bought up and then resold at a premium on eBay, and that's the point of them existing.
Can't mention eBay, by the way. Go ahead.
Oh, my bad. So I'm not going to. I guess I'll never own any because I'm not. I mean. $20 a piece is enough. I'm not going higher than that for a Hangman Page toy.
Yeah, that's a little bit.
Yeah. But that's how this stuff exists now. It's meant to be bought at a premium on the internet. Like, that's why everybody collects pop vinyl, because they cost $10 a piece.
Affordable.
They're expensive.
They're the cheapest thing to get, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they get those like exclusive ones, and they pop out at $100.
Yeah, they do.
Like, that's how much they cost.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think it'd be more? I saw the Michael Jordan one in the North Carolina uniform.
Yeah,
it was only like $30.
But they've really done a great job at making it so that we think we have to own hundreds of pop vinyls instead of just one or two that we really like.
Yeah.
You know, I have to collect them all now. I have to collect all of this thing I like instead of just the ones I want.
Yeah, until they make the ones with same, the
holes. Yeah, sports cards. Put the complete set together.
Yep. Man, they've done a great job at working us.
Well, a lot of people aren't wearing pants anymore. They're wearing jogging pants.
What's your pants? It's in the name.
Or shorts. So Levi's.
I call mine joggers.
Levi's decided to add more stretch to their wardrobe, and now they're going to be selling sweatpants. First ever line of sweatpants.
Made out of denim?
I hope so.
Well, that would be jeggings. That would be true. But they have sweatpants that are made out of, you know, sweatpant material.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at them now.
Their own sweatpants. Cotton, et cetera.
Oh.
I like the baggy Nike ones. These might be tough to get. I didn't see the commercial.
Man, Nike makes the best ones. They are so soft inside.
So thick.
They feel great.
Just the fleece inside?
Yes.
These ones are pretty soft inside. I wouldn't want them any softer. If they're any softer, I feel like a lady.
Well, I feel very feminine when I wear them, but I love that.
I don't need anything soft on the insides of my champions.
It feels so good inside of your champions.
So the future is sweatpants and, you know, active clothing.
Well, look, if Adam Sandler can wear sweatpants to work every day for 30 years, then so can I.
Yeah. It's true.
It's up to you. You want to be comfortable.
Are you wearing sweaters today?
I am.
Nice.
I'm going here, and then I'm going by the grocery store, and I'm going home. You know, if I had a date or something, I'd probably put on jeans. Class it up a bit with some jeans.
Got some jeans on.
So there's a lot of controversy about the vaccine. Who's eligible? Who's going to get it? And there's one man that did already get his, and it's causing a little bit of an uproar, and that would be O.J. Simpson got his shot. He posted a picture of himself getting jabbed with the caption, "Get your shot. I got mine."
Wow.
You want to hear from O.J.?
Yours truly? Absolutely.
Daddy Juice.
Well, as you may have heard by now, I got my COVID shot this week. You know, I recently celebrated my 34th annual 39th birthday, so I qualified here in Nevada. So my daughter and I spent about 4 hours.
That sounds great.
Over a 2-day period waiting on the telephone. She did most of it.
To
get my
muscle?
Reservation.
I got my reservations,
and then I went to my local Walgreens, waited in a very short line, and I got my shot. Now, I have one friend, a golf buddy of mine, he got the Moderna shot last week, and his shoulder was sore for a couple of days. Another friend of mine, he got the Pfizer like I did, he was actually nauseous and sick for a couple of days. Me, I've had no effects. I mean, I've had no ill effects. I'm just fine.
Doesn't sound that way, Orenthal.
Sound like you want to kill Batman.
Did you hear about there's four people that have gotten Bell's palsy after getting the vaccine?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear that.
No. Yeah.
And usually, the first shot, might not get anything but a little soreness in your arm, but the second shot, that's where you may get a little fever or something like that.
Now, OJ is, why are people mad? Because he's old enough to go get his shot if he wants to. He's in his 70s. He wasn't convicted of that thing. So there's no reason, nothing stopping him from going and doing it just like anybody else.
Are they
going
to boo Christopher Darden if he gets it?
No.
Judge Ito, rest in peace.
One person responded, quote, "It's Jeff nice Furman, to see yes. OJ is the one getting stabbed for a change." And then another person said, as a zero-time murderer, I think I deserve the vaccine before you do, just saying.
Yeah, people do forget he's really old.
Okay. Yeah. And it isn't his fault they couldn't convict him if he's guilty.
They also forget how much of a Hollywood whore Lancito was.
People he was.
Chambers, yeah.
Yeah.
Easily influenced.
Big time. Okay. What about any other, like, does...
But Lance Ito got his. He's 70.
Who are some other famous murderers that are still alive? All the good ones are dead.
Dang it.
You know what I mean by that? Bundy, they Gacy, are. Dahmer.
Yeah.
Furman probably didn't get his yet. He's only 68. He's got weight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Berkowitz, he's dead.
I don't think he is.
He might be alive.
Okay.
The recent passing was Manson, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Wonder if he's got the shots.
I don't think the dating game killer's dead either, is he?
Yeah, Berkowitz is alive. He's 67. He can't get his COVID shot yet either.
Yeah.
Wow.
Will you run out the day it's available?
And then Unabomber's alive, and Berkowitz is alive, and Mark David Chapman's living.
Hmm.
I think they're, you know, they can get theirs before most people, right? They're on the list. Maybe B series. Not sure.
I think if you work at a prison, like the COs should be able to get it. Just like I think the COs, I think cops, first responders, nurses, all them. Get them all taken care of.
Yeah, I think they're all in the higher priority list somewhere.
Like correctional officers, though?
They've been added if they weren't initially. Yeah.
Good.
And they definitely should be on the
list.
Don't
need none of that brought home with you.
Well, Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Page, and those Rise Guys headlines.
We got a few other ones like BTK and Green River still living, I think.
Really? Who's Green River?
Gary Ridgway.
Oh. I know Richard Ramirez is dead. He died a little
Did you see my little Richard Ramirez meme the other day? It's cute. Put little Richard's face on his. That was cute. All right. Thanks for that update, Paige. We're going to know. Is there a birthday?
Oh, I got a few if you want to do them. You want to do a couple? I'll hit you with a couple.
Dan in Columbia, get nine a new opener for celebrity birthdays.
About Harry Styles.
Can I play this? I mean, it's graphic.
It's on you, man.
He talks about.
Oh, that's fine. Can't get pregnant from that.
Guy from the UK in One Direction, and now he's just Harry Styles.
Yeah. Hmm. I will say that, I don't know, 26?
34?
He dresses like he goes to Hamrick's.
28.
He's 27.
You knew. You're close. You knew.
How about Rowdy Ronda Rousey?
Oof. What's up with her?
I don't want to spoil anything from last night.
Oh.
Or not.
Or not.
You're so ambiguous.
Oh. You know what? Aaron Rodgers should start dating her just to get back at Danica.
Would that do it?
Or one of the Williams sisters. Yeah.
She couldn't handle his fame.
I will say Ronda Rousey is 38.
37?
35.
She's 34 today. How about Big Blah?
I'll tell you.
Hmm.
Oh, Jamara.
You could play this for Killer Mike's birthday as well.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that the mayor of Stankonia is, I'm going to say he's 51.
46.
49.
He is 46, fat boy.
Yay.
How about Dexter, Michael C. Hall? Also from 6 feet under.
I'm glad he doesn't go by his full name. That'd be offensive.
That's Nate's brother.
Seahawks, what they call one of the sororities at Clemson. I'm going to say Anthony Michael Hall. Is that who I'm guessing?
You're close enough.
57.
54.
58.
Dexter is 50 today.
I was saying a Tom T. Hall.
And finally, Pauly Shore, the Wheeze.
I'm remixing today.
How weird is it? Pauly Shore's the oldest guy we're guessing.
Oh, God. I care nothing for that guy. I do not. He never has made me laugh.
The Wheeze?
Hey, you don't like Son-in-Law?
Some grinding?
No, it's good.
Thank God he's a country boy.
Like, and he's who he is because of his mother.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Comedy Store.
But you know you love Biodome and in the Army now.
I don't.
You like Biodome?
I'd rather go see Watermelon Smasher Guy.
Gallagher, I'd go to that.
I'd go see one? Him.
One or two?
Two. Two's way better.
That's his brother.
I will say 63?
Four?
Whew. 60.
Pauly Shore is 53 today.
I would have guessed that. I forgot, honestly.
He looks like Slim Goodbody. He quit working out.
He does. That's all I got. Those are all the birthdays.
That's it. All right. Thank you, Jimmy, Jack, Jackie. We're going to take this little break. We'll go cut the cake and take a little break right after this. Morning, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The
Planet.
You guys are great!
The Upstate loves the Rise Guys.
I love how they slam on people. It's always the best.
Good show, man.
Thank God for
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3.
Planner.
Rocks.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318.
I was hoping you'd sing. Get your little sing on.
Oh, yeah.
You might have fun today.
God, I got to look this up and see if it's true. Somebody just texted and said today's National Puzzle Day. Good Lord. That might as well be like my mama's birthday in a way.
I want one with all the pieces this time.
I'll give her the ones Nine gave me.
There's got to be one missing.
I can't tell what it is yet.
This one got smoked.
It smells like, is this going to be the dog smoking cigarettes and playing poker? It sure smells like it, Matthew.
Is this going to be a Joe Camel puzzle? They get it by sending in so many camel cash.
Dude, P1 Big Hutch has, you remember that, real quick, the Joe Camel koozies that it was the face with the glasses and Joe Camel.
Yeah.
He has.
Like hard rubber.
Look, don't judge him. It was probably just for a photo, but he took it. His baby's baby bottle and put it down in the Joe Camel koozie. So the baby's walking around holding the Joe Camel. Dude, it's the funniest thing. Funniest thing in the world.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I'd love to have, I used to have those.
You don't have the Marlboro jacket, Marlboro?
The cowboy?
No, but Mary has it. She has
something.
Well, it was from my daddy, obviously. She never smoked, but she has a 3 or 4 piece set of luggage from Benson and Hedges.
Oh, damn.
Wow, that's fancy.
It looks nice till you see the label.
I got a kosher around here somewhere.
1-800-774-0093. That's the phone number to normally call us, but the FOF line is a voicemail 24/7 for you to call in when you're frustrated about this show, about life in general.
Oh, no.
Anything. Occupational, relationships.
Oh, yeah, a lot of work stuff.
A lot of stuff. 864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
Those stupid motherfuckers at my job from last night that decided to block my fucking car in with 3 fucking big pallets of plywood, so I had to push it out of my motherfucking way with my truck. Took me 15 fucking minutes to get out of the damn parking lot because some douchebag decided to block my fucking car in.
Well,
what do you do? I know.
I assume you have a forklift license. You can't get out and kind of move the pallets.
No.
That's funny.
Imagine you get ticketed by OSHA just trying to get out. You're not putting on a hard hat, buddy.
Like, I mean, if you work with a wood, I guess, I mean, you could really prank a lot of people.
It depends on what kind of mood I'm in, but
like,
yeah.
You can't really prank people in here. Like, not we used now. To take microphones and hide them, but that's about all you can do. That's hard to do now.
What was your favorite? Now, we can't do... You can't do pranky stuff now. It's kind of hard to like scare somebody when you're 6 feet away, or you know, we wanted to tase Jimmy the other day and couldn't do it 6 feet away.
Yeah.
Now he's 3/4 tapeworm now. I don't know if you heard, but
oh, I forgot about his hook.
Yeah. Yeah. But it sounds like somebody was just messing with him. Like they saw his car there and like, we'll put stuff here. He can't get out.
Yeah, it's like when Jug used to mess with your cars and put zip ties on him.
Such a bully. He is such a bully.
I don't know anything about cars. If I hear something rattling, I'm going to be like, oh, my God.
He put – I don't think it was the full thing. I think he had to cut it out with a pocket knife, but it was in Nine's tailpipe, not mine. But he put it looks like a vagina kind of thing on your tailpipe. And then when you wrap it up –
The fleshlight.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Flashlight you bang, whatever it is.
I don't know what it was. And then he put the whistlers on all of ours that day where when we revved up the car, it whistled.
What the hell's going on?
He's such a prankster.
That card.
You know what? You know what we're going to do to get him back? We're going to dress as spiders. We're going to tie you up and have sex with you and leave you.
We're going to hide your steering wheel.
That's what we're going to do.
You are?
Yeah. We're going to cut your brake line, hide your hands device.
We'll give you one of those Batman steering wheels where you can't make a whole turn.
Don't forget, Jug. Wash your Hans.
Oh, man.
Before you return to work, wash your Hans device. All right. Well, he was pissed. Hopefully he feels better now, that guy. Jug's probably really angry now, though. 864-241-4318. It's the FOF line.
Motherfuckers, you ain't never going to believe this damn Y'all want us some happy news. I officially am engaged. I don't know exactly when we're getting married, but ain't get this shit. She's a damn Marine. I love my baby. She's a hot black girl. She's bad as hell with a gun. She'd kill you in a heartbeat, and that is such a turn on to me. Anyway, I just put this message out there just to tell her how much I love her. I'm looking forward to the day we get married. Hey, tickle it, please.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know. I mean, so many different. I love the way he said, she'd kill you.
She'd kill you.
And I love that about her. She'd kill you.
The baby's so hot.
She'd kill you. I'm trying to figure out if he's about to pass out.
I don't know. Any alcohol?
I think a little bit of everything.
Okay.
A little bit of everything.
It's like just the Don Juan of North Carolina.
He was on acid roofies.
He's always with a woman.
That was the stepdaughter? Or cocaine stepdaughter.
Yeah. Remember he was with a nurse? They were living together. I guess that didn't work out. Nice.
He's going to retire? Wow.
I mean, he's not in the van anymore?
That was the guy who was living in a van down by the river because he started a relationship. Tell me if I'm wrong. He started a relationship with his stepdaughter and then left her mother for her, whom he got pregnant, and then went back to her mom.
That might be right.
So he's the grandfather of his own son.
He got somebody pregnant while his wife was having a kid.
That is something else.
Like, I think while she was having the kids, he got somebody pregnant in the hospital parking lot. I forget. I mean, it's one of those.
Yeah, it's
one of those crazy stories.
If he didn't have that kind of tone, I wouldn't believe a lot of it. But I can tell, you know, that those are real stories. Well, God bless him, I guess.
I'm happy.
God bless her, actually.
You know, congratulations to the happy couple.
Yeah.
He did call in with his drink recipe. Remember, he mixed his cocaine with his liquor.
That was his, yeah.
That's he secret just sauce. Dropped it in.
What will they throw instead of rice at his wedding, I wonder?
Dime bags.
Condoms? I don't know.
Did you bring condoms?
I don't know if he likes those.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. Well, what this year, you know what? This year is starting off all right. Well. I was about to say, so many surprises. Cocaine stepdaughter is getting married. Fat boy is graduating college.
Yeah, man.
I'm getting married. Nine's buying a new house.
Like, we're peaking. This is it.
Oh, that was 94 for me.
It's all downhill.
Yeah.
You peaked again.
Yeah. All right. 864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
Hey, Rise Guys. You guys have got to start talking about the catalytic converters. Bleh, I can't talk. I worked very, very briefly in 2018 at a place in Lincolnton, North Carolina that makes catalytic converters.
Thank you.
They are extremely, extremely expensive to make. This place was completely f***ed up, so I didn't stay but about 3 months, and that was too long. But some of the materials that go into those catalytic converters are actually kept in a vault inside of that plant. And the maintenance guys don't even have keys to get to some of that stuff. We have had to go see certain supervisors, certain foremen to get if we had to work on something in that area. So, yes, they are extremely expensive to make. Palladium, some other things that go into them are extremely, extremely rare and hard to get. So, yeah, they're high dollar. And whatever you can reclaim out of them, I guess, is extremely high dollar, too. Just thought you'd like to know. Thanks.
Well, here's a stock for you, buddy. GameStop. Check it out.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'll tell you. I'm just looking up at the metal markets and seeing what platinum is. Like, how many? Platinum's $1,100 an ounce versus palladium, $2,300.
And they got to use those materials because it helps with the pollution.
Yeah. But what if it's like we find out that it's not, and it's kind of like De Beers does with diamonds? Like, there's a bunch of them. There's a bunch of diamonds, but they only release so much a year. It's kind of, yep. So with platinum, you know. The only thing, platinum was a strip club. Palladium used to be the amphitheater at Carowinds. I'd see concerts at the Palladium.
There was one here, too.
The Palladium here?
Yeah.
What do you think about the V?
No, I want to say this was off of Whitehorse.
Oh.
Where the old flea market is. I think it's back over in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Palladium.
I want to say it's where it was.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know forever that was an actual metal. I didn't know that. But I just don't understand why you can't find something else to make them out of. Because, I mean,
they're going to have to now.
That's crazy. Either that or just give up on the environment.
They're so easy to cut off.
No.
Yeah.
If you got a saw, you can wiggle them. I can't get up under a car, even if it's jacked up. But if you can, I mean, they're easy to cut off.
Yeah.
Got a little honeycomb in them. You go get whatever for.
Thank you. I'm going to go buy BMW afterwards.
Give me all of them.
While they're in there working. I'll be in there.
We'll do like a tour of the facility.
Oh, boy. 864-241-4318. We've heard about catalytic converters. Who's going to talk about carburetors?
Yeah, I just wanted to do a reply to that lady that was upset about being interrupted when they're dealing with a customer. I can understand her pain. That is my worst pet peeve. Do not be rude and interrupt when you're trying to help someone. Give the person a chance to learn the job. She's been there a year, and she's got a good head on her shoulder. She's probably already got it. So why the hell would you micromanage a good person? Lord, they wonder why people leave companies all the time. That's it. From an operations manager, 18 years.
Thank good you. Lord. She's an ops man.
Ops man.
Good for her.
Thank you.
Thank you. What? This was about the woman who called the other day. Oh, she was the supervisor, and they all suck, and she wants to complain to her boss, but then she's like, but I'm friends with them, and I can't.
Yeah.
So.
She's going to have to, you know, tell them straight up what's going on. Maybe they'll get you some new people. Can't be that hard to find. I mean, jobs are hard to get, right? You think people would want to go to them and do good?
Depends on how much they pay versus unemployment. I've heard people argue
way
that
to look at it.
So much that it's like, man, I could go here and do that, but I could also just settle my ass at home.
That's always amazing to me how some people kind of chance it as far as, I don't want to say it's calling bluffs, but say this job pays so and such an hour, and they're like, nah, I'm going to hold out for a couple more bucks, but you might not get it. Like, aren't you kind of the mindset of, hey, let me get this now and figure out the rest later? Like, some people don't care.
If you're destitute, I suppose. I don't know.
People looking for jobs, like, I'm going to hold out.
I would be scared to death that there would be another government shutdown or something, and then I'm depending on this, and then it didn't happen, and then I would have to go, you know, sell my body.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Platter.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube.
You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise Guys. Sorry. Listen to this. Tomorrow, we're going to have quite the truth and consequences. So we'll get into that pretty deep tomorrow morning. In the meantime, feel free to get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, theradio.com app, or just text podcast to 72341.
That's easy.
That's what I start to do when I run out of breath.
Yeah.
Fat boy, 5 a.m., Rise Guys Rewind. We're going to go live about 6, Jimmy.
Yeah, I think we should.
Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. It is good. Thank you.
Here it comes. A 93-minute rock block is locked and loaded. It begins next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.